23 years ago, Eileen Piper lost her only daughter, Stephanie, to suicide. Stephanie was 32 years old. 1 year earlier, Stephanie had told police that she'd been repeatedly sexually abused by the Catholic priest and convicted sex offender Gerard Mulvale in Melbourne in the late 70s. Stephanie died in the lead-up to the trial, and charges against Gerard Mulvale brought by her were then dropped a year later in 1995. Since then, the Catholic Archdiocese of Melbourne has twice investigated Stephanie's case as part of its Melbourne response, and twice have concluded they found no evidence that Stephanie had been abused. Now, aged 92, Eileen Piper has travelled to Sydney to confront the Archbishop of Melbourne, Dennis Hart, who's giving evidence today before the Child Abuse Royal Commission. She says she wants justice for her daughter before she dies. Eileen Piper joins me in the breakfast studio, and alongside her is lawyer and activist Judy Courton, who's representing Eileen in this case. Eileen, Judy, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you.
Morning, Fran.
Eileen, tell us why you've made this big effort to make this trip to Sydney today.
It has been a big effort over a long period, and it's really, the main reason for me wanting to be here today is to prove, to make Stephanie's statement true. All her statements in the past have been ignored, and I just want her, what actually happened. I want everybody to realise that. The church should recognise that. But, you know, it's so hurtful. I get no help. I get no comfort from the church. And I'm here today on behalf of Stephanie to try and get justice for her. She suffered so badly for such a long time. She lived in fear. You know, eventually found the courage to go to the police, and I've supported her all through. And I'm here today to do the same.
She took a long time to come to the police. She took a long time to come to you and unload her burden.
Yes, she did, Fran, because really what happened, she was threatened. If ever you open up about what is happening, you know, your parents will suffer. And so she lived in fear. She couldn't really, she was too scared to say anything because she believed that that's what would happen.
The church, the police believed her. When she went to the police, the police believed
yes,
her.
The police charged this priest. The police believed her emphatically.
But the Catholic Archdiocese of Melbourne investigated twice and don't believe her. They said they can't find evidence the abuse had occurred.
No, I remember the last time she went for an interview, she came out and she was crying. She said, "Mum, what's the use? Nobody will believe me." She knew, and they were not prepared to listen to her and at all. They showed no sympathy, whatever.
Judy, let me talk to you as a lawyer involved in this. The Catholic Archdiocese of Melbourne maintains that under oath, one of the witnesses refuted Stephanie's complaints that she'd been raped by Gerard Mulvale. Why do you question that statement?
The Melbourne Archdiocese, based on an internal investigation by the church called the Special Issues Committee, which occurred in 1993, they found that they couldn't substantiate Stephanie's allegations. And that was based on two main factors. One was that a man who had been in Stephanie's friendship group, according to him, The Palatine priest, the vicar general of the archdiocese at the time, actually asked him or got him to sign a false statement, basically saying Stephanie is unreliable, she's the villain, she's a liar, she's a bad person. After Stephanie committed suicide, and arguably this false statement could have helped drive her to suicide, after that happened, this young man who had had been abused himself. Mulvale was accused of charges against him, but he withdrew that false statement under oath at Mulvale's committal hearing in the court. So he said he was almost forced into signing it. Now, they're basing the decision that nothing happened, that there was no sexual abuse, on that. The other thing that's really important is that the Royal Commission only a year or so ago and found that that Special Issues Committee from 1993 was a highly flawed process and that it was not independent because it was carried out by the church itself.
But there's been investigations since 93, 99, I think, and...
Yes, those investigations, well, not extra investigations. They were run by Mr. O'Callaghan, the independent commissioner for the Melbourne response. And he basically today still stands by those earlier decisions from 1993.
Eileen, I'm going to come back to you in a moment, but just to stay with some of the legality around this too, because I know that that Eileen is wants documents back, which include a note that Stephanie wrote. Now, the church is saying they don't have any kind of suicide note.
Eileen received a letter from the Independent Commissioner in 1999, and in that letter he refers to a whole range of documents that he uses to support his decision that the allegations can't be substantiated. And there were several documents, there were five or six, that he referred to in this letter, and one of which was a suicide note by Stephanie to someone called M, who I believe was a friend of Stephanie's at the time.
Right.
And sadly for Eileen, those documents have been are not forthcoming. The Melbourne response will not pass them on to Eileen.
Eileen, have you seen that note ever?
Yes, I have. Yes, I actually gave it to the cathedral. I handed it over. Yes, I read that.
And you want it back, of course.
Yes.
Today, you have going to present. You come armed with an online petition, change.org petition, 50,000 signatures plus, I think, by now, on which you say the church needs healing, but I need to heal too. What do you plan to do today? Do you have an appointment with Archbishop Hart? Are you just going to bowl up to Archbishop Hart? What
I'm
are you going to do?
I'm just going to turn up at the Royal Commission, and I'm going to invite Archbishop Hart to see me privately after, in the foyer, wherever. I would like him to give me, and to apologise for what has happened, it's just, you know, I haven't really had the help I need. And I want to get an apology from the church.
Fran, the other thing that Eileen deserves and needs and has a right to is proper compensation. If Stephanie were alive, she would be entitled to compensation. That hasn't happened, and compensation, we believe, is a very, very important form of accountability for the profound injustices that Eileen continues to suffer.
We have spoken to the church and yesterday, and they told us they are satisfied with the result of the independent investigations run by the Melbourne Response, and they say if an apology is needed, it should come from the Palatines, the Order of Gerard Mulvale. So I'm not sure you're going to get satisfaction today. You're 92 years old, Eileen. It's 23 years since your daughter died. You were a devout woman. You were a devout Catholic. If the church refuses to acknowledge this ever happened, let alone apologise, let alone offer compensation, what will that do to you? How will you keep up this fight? What will it mean?
The church they're guilty. Why did they allow this letter to be processed? They got Monsignor Cudmore involved in this, to get the signature, to write to this man, and he got the signature and he wrote and thanked him for cooperating. Now that went to the church. That was the church, not only the Palatines.
So if you don't get this apology today from Archbishop Hart, or you don't even get to see Archbishop Hart today, how will you feel?
I'm back to where I've been for the last 22 years. I'll never recover. I'll never recover from it. I just feel I haven't been had their support. I've had their criticism. And I don't deserve it. I don't deserve that.
Judy, just very briefly.
Very briefly, you're right, Fran. It's not just the Archdiocese of Melbourne. It's the Palatine Order as well. Mulvale was in a parish run by the Palatines but owned and managed by the Archdiocese of Melbourne. So we have an archdiocese and a religious order that must acknowledge what happened, apologise and pay proper and adequate compensation.
Eileen, Judy, thank you very much. Eileen, you'll be at the Royal Commission today. Archbishop Hart will be at the Royal Commission today. I hope you get your audience.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Eileen Piper and Judy Courtin. Eileen demanding the Catholic Church accept responsibility and say sorry for the abuse that her daughter Stephanie suffered, since suicided, of course, 23 years ago. And as I mentioned, we did approach the Catholic Archdiocese of Melbourne, and a spokesperson told us they are satisfied with the result of the independent investigation run by the Melbourne Response, and if an apology was needed, they say it should come from the Palatines, the order to which the convicted sex offender Jared Mulvale belonged. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 12 minutes to 8.